This is Fresh Air. Our film critic David Edelstein has a review of the new film Boyhood. It was written and directed by Richard Linklater, who also made the movies Slacker, Dazed and Confused, School of Rock, The Before Sunrise trilogy, and Bernie. Boyhood covers a dozen years and was shot over a 12-year period. It stars Patricia Arquette, Ethan Hawke, and newcomer Eller Coltrane as the boy we watch grow up.
Boyhood isn't a documentary, but it has a documentary hook. Richard Linklater filmed actor L.R. Coltrane in intervals over 12 years, beginning when Coltrane's character Mason was 6, ending on the far side of puberty. We see the actor go from cute and compact to slightly pudgy to long-waisted and handsome. We're used to time in cinema being relative, easily manipulated, but time actually passing is central to how we experience boyhood. We scan Coltrane's face and body for changes. We come to think of each moment as fleeting, irrecoverable, and so precious. When we meet Mason, his parents have already separated. His father, played by Ethan Hawke, has taken off, and his mother, played by Patricia Arquette, is chafing against the feeling that she was first somebody's daughter and now somebody's mother. Early scenes in the family's Texas home are casual, mundane, but telling details build and resonate. Mason reads the latest Harry Potter and peruses a lingerie catalog and sees a dead bird around the time his mom says they're moving to Houston so her mom can look after them while she goes back to school. As they pack, Mason scrubs his height chart off the wall. I don't know how much Linklater mapped out 12 years ago, but I'd like to think he watched his actors and his own life and let many of the details find him. When the father visits Mason and his older sister, Samantha, played by Linklater's daughter, Lorelei, he's nervous, over-effusive. The subtext of their scene in a car is that they'll grow up and he'll never know them.
Talk to me. Samantha, how was your week? I don't know, Dad, it was kind of tough. Billy and Ellen broke up, and Ellen's kind of mad at me because she saw me talking to Billy in the cafeteria. And you remember that sculpture I was working on? Well, it was a unicorn, and the horn broke off, so now it's a zebra, okay? But I still think I'm going to get an A, right? Mason, how was your week? Well, Dad, you know, it's kind of tough. Joey's kind of a jerk. Actually, he stole some cigarettes from his mom. He wanted me to smoke them, but I said no because I knew what a hard time you had quitting smoking, Dad. How about that? Is that so hard?
Dad, these questions are kind of hard to answer.
What is so hard to answer about what sculpture are you making?
It's abstract.
Okay, that's good. See, that's, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were even interested in abstract art.
I'm not. They make us do it.
But, Dad, I mean, why is it all on us, though? You know, what about you? How was your week? You know, who do you hang out with? Do you have a girlfriend? What have you been up to?
I see your point. So we should just let it happen more naturally, right? That's what you're saying. Okay, that's what we'll do. Starting now.
For a time, it seems the dad wants to reconcile with his wife, but he's a screw-up with no design for living. And then the mom marries one of her professors, and it's on to the scariest chapter of boyhood, since the prof turns out to be a drunk with a mean streak. Along the way, you don't catch L.R. Coltrane acting, only reacting. The changes on the outside reflect some of what's going on inside, but not all. It's not a one-to-one correspondence between physical and emotional. Parents lecture him, teachers lecture him, and Mason grows more inward, out of reach to grown-ups. And then, as a senior in high school, he meets a girl and begins to talk. He's suddenly in a hurry to figure out what part of himself is uniquely him. Linklater has always used time as a character. It's in the titles of his Before trilogy, featuring Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy as characters at different junctures, before sunrise, before sunset, before midnight. They have to reconnect in each film, and fast, because the clock is ticking. I love these films, but they're talky. Linklater is so literal about time, he never seems to use the full, transcendent resources of cinema. He does in Boyhood. You can't call his touch glancing. Each scene is self-contained. But he covers a lot of ground. The wars, the election of Obama, the Texas culture of God and guns, the way CDs become iPods and iPods iPhones. Mason muses about his Facebook generation, stuck, he says, in an in-between state, not experiencing anything. His worldview is evolving before our eyes. I can quibble about small stuff, but the cumulative power of Boyhood is tremendous. Arquette taps into her character's anger and has never been so vivid. Hawk smooths out the dad's hairpin psychological turns by having the character comment on them as if he's narrating his life for his son. Living with Mason, you feel a shared stake. You might think, oh, right, this is how it was when I was young and I felt something new every second and didn't have a name for it. Now I know movies can do something that just last week I didn't. They can make time visible.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.